you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, slinging at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. A little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where your ear holes are sucking us in right now. If it's not between those times or those times, you might be listening to us as a rerun, or you might be listening to us having downloaded us as a podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, or the best place to go, the best place in the whole goddamn world to be, crabdiving.com, for all your crabby needs. We're going to be here for the next couple hours live. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show.
Bienvenidos, amigos y amigas.
Oui, oui.
Welcome to the big show.
Yes.
It's a new week. It's a new month.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
What is that song? It's a new dawn. I feel like I'm shitting out a commercial I recently heard about a car I probably can't afford.
You know how I feel.
By the way, Pandora, the company, however you figure out who hears what ads, yeah, you failed. They failed.
Why?
Because they keep asking me to buy a Jaguar or a Lexus.
Right.
And I'm not buying one.
Maybe they mean a Matchbox one.
I don't think they mean that. I think, you know what I think they mean by that? Fuck you, Pfeiffer.
Right. With everybody being so broke in the country, I whenever I see those commercials, I'm like, who's buying this? Who's watching this? Who's watching Shark Tank? And is watching a Lexus commercial and is like, wow, I think I'm going to go buy one of those.
I don't know. I don't know what.
Let's get rid of the BMW, shall we, and pick up a Lexus.
Right. Seems like I should be hearing all Little Caesars and Subway sandwich commercials and
pawn shops.
Yes.
Do you think are there national pawn shops, or are there chains for pawn shops,
I'm
or is
sure.
that more of a local kind of dealio thing?
No. I'm sure there's a pawn shop chain out there.
Pawn is us. Pawns are us.
Yeah.
Poverty is us. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You can contact us during the show if you like, and that is done via the magic of Skype. Our screen name is Crab Diving. You can also dial our telephony type number, 310-601-5427, 310-601-LIBS. 323.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a combination of our phone number and your
cell phone. And my cell phone number.
I was like, God damn, it's weird.
323-601-LIBS. 323-601-5427, ladies and gentlemen.
Or give Pat a call.
Give me a call.
You know,
if you like, mix up a couple of those digits and maybe you can get with me on my phone rang earlier, a weird 866 number. And I looked it up on the internet.
That's bad.
And it's some scammer.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Actually, I think it's Sirius.
Sirius
Satellite Radio.
Fuck them. They're our competitor, right?
I guess. Yeah, I guess. Fuck Sirius.
What liberal news program on Sirius is funnier than our show? None.
I don't know. They have
none.
They have a whole 24/7 liberal station.
It's
but
not
I don't,
funny, though.
Yeah, I don't think they go for the yucks.
Why can't liberals
like we
be
do
funny?
Here.
Like, why can't they? Like, what's the problem?
Liberals are funnier than conservatives,
yeah,
though,
no,
right? Daily Show, and I mean...
But it's just hard to find, like, good, funny liberal talk radio.
There can't be.
Unless you're listening to this show. Congratulations.
That's right. There's no equivalent on the right. I mean, even when they try to be funny over on Fox. Like, who's that that Jesse Waters, that moron, that brotastic dick cheese, that
brotastic.
He's the one that does O'Reilly's.
Dick cheese.
He does O'Reilly's like man on the street bullshit.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
Where he runs around interviewing people, making them. Of course, he tries to find people that probably voted for Obama and make them look dumb.
You know why? You know why the right isn't funny? Because they do not have the moral high ground like we do. So fuck off.
Right? They think they do. They think their Jesus tells them they have the moral high ground. which leads us probably into what has to do with the headlines. But let's see what the headlines are right now, ladies and gentlemen.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. The headlines.
Dateline. May the 4th, in the year 2015, the year of our Lord, the year of somebody's Lord. We'd like to check out, see what's going on. We're fair and balanced here at Crab Diving, so we'd like to check out.
Yeah, that's right, dickheads.
That's right. Sometimes imbalanced. We'd like to check out what's going on the HuffPo, and then we'll see what the dummies are worried about over on the Drudge Report. The headline on the commie pinko liberal
effete
Huffington Post, of course, is about the shooting last night. Texas terror. The
fuck y'all.
The shooting last night. This
don't mess with Texas.
Don't
fuck
mess
you.
With Texas. The
boy.
Well, first of all, horrific. Gunplay involved, and there's a cop who I guess is now Jack Bauer. They're gonna name a county after this guy in Texas.
Is he really dramatic when he answers a flip phone?
It's one dude who took out these two killers.
Oh, really?
With a pistol.
Ah, good for him.
And they both had assault rifles.
Oh shit.
So all this happened, but also. Just fuck these assholes that were having this meeting, this anti-Islam, quote, the Muhammad art exhibit and contest. It's organized by this shit stain, Pamela Geller, who is the president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative.
Yeah, fuck everyone with all your names. Yeah. You just suck a dick.
American Freedom Defense Initiative, because we got to defend American freedom.
Fuck you.
Woo.
God damn it.
This group is listed as a hate group.
Yay, congratulations.
By the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Hey, we got another fucking asshole on the list.
This Pamela Geller is just a revolting hag of hatred.
what happens when we get listed? Because listen.
Well, we're not taking rights away from anybody.
No, but I do.
We say shitty things.
I feel hate in my heart for the following. Brian and Fisher.
And we are a group.
Gordon Klinging Schmidt. Yes.
So,
barely.
I guess crab diving is a hate group.
We're barely a group. We get two.
Well, and a dog.
2.3. Well, it's a dog a half. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, God, yeah.
Her personality's huge.
In some places, she might be 7/8. Some people consider their dogs higher than African Americans.
Hindus.
So two men were shot dead after opening fire outside an exhibit of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad.
Why are they making caricatures?
Because these assholes... This is reason. They're trying to incite. They're saying they're doing it for freedom of speech and to show how Sharia law is everywhere and we're not going to bow to Muhammad.
Sharia law. God damn it.
So these idiots had this. They rented a spot in Garland. A lovely little
Garland,
suburb of Dallas.
Garland, Texas, the birthplace of Chuck Norris.
And is that where he's born?
No, it seems like it.
There's probably a bunch of false sites where he was born.
Texas Walker Rangers, my God.
Like probably in Jerusalem,
Texas.
Where was Jesus born? Wait, Bethlehem.
Yeah.
This is probably in Bethlehem. There's probably like 40 different horse stalls where you can go and see the actual placenta stain of Jesus or something.
No. This is where it happened, all right?
It's exactly right here.
How many cities in Texas have biblical names? You know there's a Bethlehem. You know there's a Jerusalem. I can't think of another.
There's an Iran.
Yeah.
Or Iran.
I can't think of another biblical city, actually. Nazareth. That's the good one.
Yeah, Jerusalem, Nazareth.
Oh, my favorite. What's the one the village people sing?
Sodom.
Sodom.
Gomorrah.
That's my favorite.
So these morons put on this event where they were having a contest, $10,000, I guess, to the best, to whoever wins the caricature of Muhammad contest.
What the fuck?
She organized it as a response. Dung pile, Pamela Geller, to the Muslim event that was held earlier this year, which was meant to combat Islamophobia.
The other Islam event, I heard what they did. They got a bunch of real dolls that looked just like Jesus, and they took them out on the lawn and fucked them all in the ass.
The Muslims did. Yeah, yes. That's exactly.
Is that what they did?
And we reported on Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com for old episodes of this great episode of this great shit that we do. We talked about this because wasn't there a disruption that ninny, that idiot that interrupted when they had a service in the National Cathedral.
Yes.
Remember, she's the one that ran screaming in there.
A bag of dicks to her.
Saying that, no, you can't, you know, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
No, I hate that shit.
And, which is just vile. I mean, but can you imagine interrupting one of these Christo ninny services? The outrage on Fox, it would be 24/7.
Oh my God. Persecution.
Right.
It's the end of Christianity.
But it's okay when this sea hag goes interrupting these other events. But that's okay because it's in the name of Jesus.
And the other event wasn't, it was just, what did they do with the anti-Islamophobia event? They just had speakers.
They were trying to do outreach to say, how do we get together as an Islamic community to let our American brethren that are not Islamic know that we're not trying to run in to every mall and shoot everybody up or blow shit up.
It's a reach. They were reaching out just like this thing where you were drawing Muhammad, right?
Very similar. Very similar kind of outreach.
Way to be tolerant, Christians.
And then the Christians will say, well, it's our First Amendment. How come we don't have freedom to speak like they do? They had their Islam shit a month ago.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
Just be prepared for the shitstorm. Or not, if you live in Texas. I how is this controversial to make fun of Muhammad in the middle of a bunch of rednecks?
Well, right. Two.
No
also,
one cared.
And apparently that was a smart place to go because they didn't even get near the building. No one was killed except for the two gunmen. Another officer was shot in the lower leg. I guess the story is they pulled up in their car. There was a cop car. They had increased security at this thing. They paid these ninnies paid. I think they said $10,000 for increased private security, off duty. Cops.
Okay.
Because they knew.
Right.
Maybe they should. And the two life enders.
They launched little clumps of lead
right, the
at
NRA.
A really fast rate of speed.
Yeah. I wonder if they passed background checks for those guns.
Oh, sure.
So these guys allegedly they got out of the car and they've got assault rifles, and they're wearing protective gear, and they started opening fire on this cop car, and they hit the one cop, I guess, in the lower leg, and the other one, Jack Bauer, with his pistol, killed both of them.
How'd he do that?
He's a really good aim.
God, I've shot a gun. It's
And they said this guy is like a traffic dude too. They're saying, has he even drawn his gun on duty at any other point? Who knows? I'm sure we'll, like I said, I'm sure they're going to rename Texas from now.
They should check his Netflix or Hulu history and see what he watches. He probably learned from television. Right. I mean, honestly, if someone was invading this apartment, Al Qaeda was coming.
Yes. ISIS.
Yes. And we had to defend ourselves. I don't know. I would probably emulate something I've seen on 24.
Run.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of there. Get the fuck out.
Escape.
I don't know.
You mean to tell me you're MacGyvering some shit together here?
Kate,
with
Kate, Al Qaeda's here. Go get him. Sick him.
With a mic stand, we'll make a trebuchet.
Yeah. What's that?
It's a catapult.
A trebuchet.
It's a fancy catapult. One of the suspects, I guess, has been identified. Elton Simpson?
Elton.
He has been the subject of a previous terror investigation.
Oh, shit.
One of the... they had a news conference with the local sheriff.
Fuck you.
There in Garland. And one of the first questions was, is this terrorism?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Is it terrorism? Is it terrorism?
Well, yes. Well, yes. What the fuck is it if it isn't terrorism?
But he's white.
Oh, they want, what they mean by that is this Islamic extremist terrorism sponsored by ISIS?
He's white.
Which was spawned by George Bush.
But it ain't the regular kind of terrorism.
Right.
It's like the most...
Timothy McVeigh, right. Not a terrorist.
But it's like the most common form of terrorism over here, right? White guys. Fucking white guys.
By far, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I guess they're looking into these dudes. This could be one of these, you know, lone wolves. This is what they said we should probably be looking forward to now. That they just don't have the capacity to put together these big giant...
Looking forward to?
You know what I mean. They don't have these big giant operations where they're flying 10 planes into 10 different buildings at once or anything. So
it's a lone wolf.
Yeah, they think it's going to be these one or two dudes that just walk into places and start shooting the shit out of places like it's happening over on the other side of the world. And so who knows what's going on with these guys? This might have been a reaction. They might have just taken it upon themselves to, you know, inflict jihad.
Did his family and friends see this coming, or was this a big shocker to anyone? Or?
I haven't, you know, it's just coming out. I think even this morning when I was listening, 6-ish Pacific time, the bodies were still laying out on the street covered with tarps. So they were still investigating. God. So I don't know that all the news is out yet. So,
what do we do, man? If you see any lone, like, sad, redneck-looking white dudes that need a friend, go make friends with them so they don't start shooting people or something. I don't know how to combat this.
Well, these are, I mean, they might be of Middle Eastern descent, I don't know.
I thought they was white.
I don't know if we have a picture of this guy. Elton Simpson is not a Caucasian.
No, I have a told
picture
you.
Of him.
Thank God.
The father of one of the suspects told ABC News today that his son made a bad choice. He made a bad choice.
Damn, I'm glad they're teaching somebody something in Texas. It's a bad choice to go shoot up a bunch of people.
Dunstan Simpson, his father, said, "We are Americans. We believe in America. What my son did reflects very badly on my family."
Yes. Agreed.
He and Elton Simpson, another man who I guess they haven't identified yet, were killed by police officers. They opened fire. So...
Does the NRA apologize for these guns finding their way into these hands of evildoers?
Have you lost your mind? They're going to be thrilled by the fact that that hero cop you know, was packing. And then everybody was packing. They're going to say, well, what if that police man weren't there? What if they got inside? Everyone there should have had a gun on them.
Right. It just makes me laugh. Now everybody's got a goddamn gun.
Right. So that's the headline over on the Huffington Post. I'm sure Drudge is beside themselves.
Especially now that these people aren't white.
With terror.
Yes.
Not the main headline, surprisingly.
Mexicans.
Over on the Drudge Report. Let's turn on our drool translator.
Obama. Barack Hussein.
Means the headline is a picture of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And the headline says, Hillary to testify before Congress. Good God. Which do you think it may be? Do you think it may be the Benghazi? Do you think it may be the email? Do you think it may be the campaign stuff?
I don't know.
So let's take a look.
Knows? The doorbell rang. I'm going to ignore it.
Should we ignore it?
Yeah, who gives a fuck? I'm not going down there.
Hillary Clinton agrees to testify on Benghazi. And emails this month. It's
oh,
a twofer.
Shit.
It's a twofer.
He's going to be asking questions.
Hillary Rodham Clinton has agreed to testify on Capitol Hill later this month about the attacks in Benghazi, Libya, and about her email practices.
Oh, shit.
You know, because jobs, 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 everyone.
Right.
Her lawyer, I guess, David Kendall, wrote to lawmakers on Monday telling them that she would agree to their ridiculous request to come and visit and a special panel that was investigating the 2012 attacks that killed 4 Americans. She said that the lawyer said Clinton would testify for only one session, so they got to put all their ridiculous moronic bullshit together for one day.
Oh, my God. Who is, I can't wait to see who questions her.
Trey Gowdy. He's the Republican ninny who is in charge of the latest incarnation of the Benghazi panels.
Well, is he more reasonable than, Louis Gohmert?
No.
Bullshit.
Just South Carolina. Trey Gowdy from South Carolina, the committee chairman, requested that she appear twice. Once on her use of emails, and once for the separate session on Benghazi.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen. She'll explain what happened. It'll make sense. And then this
she
asshole...
She has explained what's happening.
Well, she needs to explain again to this committee.
So she said that... So the lawyer said that Clinton will answer all their questions one session, and it would not be necessary for her to appear twice. So the lawyer's
what?
Like, she's not coming twice.
Yeah, she's already appeared, by the way.
Right. She already talked at length about Benghazi in front of one of the latest witch hunt courts.
Right.
Or whatever you want to call that.
I mean, I don't know. What, are they going to call Jeb Bush in to talk about his fucking emails?
Didn't he lose some too? And as governor, wasn't that a deal? That it was kind of a similar thing that, you know, he doesn't have any of his from his governor too.
Attention, people who fucking vote that have less than $5 million in the bank. Why in the hell are you voting for these Republicans? They hate you. They want nothing to do with you. They want you to earn less money.
Right. The market will pay you what you're worth.
What market?
Right.
What market? What market do you have a relationship with? You don't have a relationship with a fucking market. The market. These people are you're delusional.
Above the above on the upper left on Drudge, they usually have a list of other stories and everything. But of course, there's an Islamic prayer flag. ISIS fear in Texas. 2 gunmen killed outside Muhammad cartoon contest. Tweeted before the attack.
Muhammad cartoon contest. Think about how fucking stupid that is. Why don't we have a Jesus cartoon contest?
Well, that's the thing is, we're all for their freedom of speech. We would not prevent them from doing it. But goddamn, what a bunch of assholes. I mean, really, they're the only reason this is she got exactly what she wanted.
Right.
Pamela Geller.
Right.
Because now they incited someone on our
side.
Land. To open up some jihad. So now the ninnies, all the assholes are clamping shut in the South because now they're terrified. Look, ISIS is in Dallas.
God damn it. They've got a strong... ISIS is not going to occupy parts of Dallas. Like they do say in Iraq Syria.
And there's no camp.
But why? It could happen here.
Right.
There's gay marriage.
Right. I guess they're saying now they've identified the second shooter as Nadir Sufi, Elton Simpson's roommate.
Al-Qaeda.
30 and 34 years old.
God damn it.
The FBI agent searched their Phoenix apartment, so they might have drove over from Phoenix.
Oh, God, what a horrendous city. Could you imagine living there?
They did say during that press conference, the sheriff did say that they, I guess they had a series of explosions. They blew open the trunk of the car
because
they assume that everything's rigged.
Right.
And there was luggage in the back, so they blew all that open.
God damn it.
And I don't think they found anything. But they said because there was luggage, they figured that they were maybe from not in town. They had additional ammunition.
Right.
No bombs or explosives. Said they were wearing some kind of protective gear.
you know what my first thought was? Like, they blew up the luggage. It's the luggage. I mean, I assume these guys are going to jail or whatever. What if they have some shirts or something in there? Are they dead? Did they shoot him dead?
Maybe they were trying to get into the contest. Maybe they missed the deadline and they were just trying to get in there really fast.
I have to get my easel out.
I got to get my cartoon of Muhammad entered before this is over.
Wait. Now, did the Jack Bauer cop kill those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're dead. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, why did they blow their... I mean, honestly, there might be something in the suitcase someone wants or, you know, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but... I don't know, man. It's a waste. Let me ask them. If you went to a thrift store or something and they're like, oh, look at all these shirts. They're like $1. Oh, where'd you get them from? They used to be worn by some people in Al-Qaeda. Would it put you off? You wash them.
I mean, did you? Yeah.
There's no, there's no explosives.
Can you wash the Muslim out of them?
God. I mean, I'd wear it.
The guns recovered by the authorities were being traced.
Yes.
By the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives. The government. The evil government.
It ain't the gun. It's them terrorists that had their fingers on them. How'd they get the guns, though? Bought them? From some asshole at a gun show.
Well, we'll find out. Yeah, we'll find out. That'll be interesting. If I want to see how the NRA spins that one, if these guys went to a gun show and just picked up a couple of... these guys are, I believe, American citizens. I don't think these are foreigners.
Right.
These are both American citizens.
They'd been just as threatening with butter knives.
Right. that's the headline. Over on the Drudge Report. That's what the ninnies are talking about. Apparently, it's more important to them that Hillary is being dragged again.
Fuck her.
To try to find some spot that hasn't been kicked to a pulp on that dead horse.
Fuck you.
That is Benghazi.
You don't know nothing. We ain't got all the facts.
That's right. You don't.
I don't have any facts in my brain.
You don't know what you're talking
about. I'm stupid.
So fucking frustrating.
Oh, it is. It's just, oh my God. It's a bunch of dipshits. And speaking of the South, I did a show last night and I was hanging out with this comedian. He's from Alabama. And he was telling me in the city of Auburn, you know, it's basically just college football and the like.
Right?
There was a Kesha concert.
Kesha?
Yeah. And he said, it's probably a news story about this. And he said there was a part of a dance number or something where a bunch of dudes went out on stage dressed up in big, like, dick costumes.
Come on.
No, I shit you not. They're dressed up as big old penises. And I guess there was, like, outrage in the community. At the Kesha concert in Auburn, Alabama. I think it was in Auburn.
I believe she dropped the dollar sign, so I think it's just K-E-S-H-A now.
Oh, God damn it.
I don't think it's K-E dollar sign.
I you know what, man? I don't like anybody to... do anything. It's, you know, I feel bad when I make people do stuff like inconvenience them. Think about it. You have an inconvenience built into your name. Now I have to cipher on what I'm supposed to fucking call you. That's not fair. Before I even meet you, when I look at your name on a piece of paper, you are already a pain in the ass.
Right. Do I call you can number sign, huh?
You know, you call
Do
me.
Do I call you?
Call me Ryan. It's right. It's my name on a piece of paper. It's all, just read it.
It's not R-Y at sign N?
I wonder what Ryan wants me to call him. Nobody does that. Do it for Kesha. What are we supposed to call Kesha? King?
Well, it's Kesha, but...
There's no... Shh.
Yeah, I think she stopped going using the dollar sign as the S. As she had been officially.
What kind of psychopath is like, I'm gonna stop using this letter that's in my fucking name that's been there since the day I was born.
You know, she sells penis-shaped jewelry, too?
Oh, does she? To who? Who wants a dick earring? It's your right to own one. I just don't know why you want a dick on your ear.
I'm just saying, she had a line of penis-shaped jewelry.
Why didn't we think of that?
That sold out the Kesha Rose by Charles Albert collection phallic-shaped jewelry.
Right. You guys got
bracelets.
Any more, cock lockets?
Bracelets, earrings, necklaces, rings. unique pendants modeled after penises.
Uh-huh.
Metal cast human teeth.
Oh, God.
Skulls, lightning bolts.
Anything like, you know, a little more low key, like a little less, a little casual skulls. I got skull earrings with a cock necklace.
Yeah,
right. Fuck me. I
got a cock nose ring. Big cock coming off your nose.
Wait, you know this thing? What is this party? Look at me. What is this called between your eyes? The part between your eyes at the top of your
bridge of your nose?
You know some people. No, up here, the meaty part.
Oh, the philtrum.
Is that what it is?
God, I have no fucking idea what it's called.
You know, people put a bar through their philtrum. You can put a dick through there now. If only Kesha's dick jewelry hadn't sold out. It sold out? How the fuck did that happen?
Oh, the philtrum's down here.
Oh, is it?
I lied. The root of the nose, it's called.
The root?
The root of nose.
The root and the philtrum can both be pierced with dicks now, thanks to Kesha.
Absolutely, but yeah. They sold out, so you may have to. This is a couple of years ago, this story,
really.
So they may have re-upped. You might be able to...
No word of Kesha's big dick appearance.
I can't
Auburn.
Find that. That's what I was searching for.
This guy was bullshitting me.
I said I searched for Kesha, Alabama, and penis, and all I got was
now Google
necklaces.
Like, what are we supposed to advertise to this fucking perv?
I can't
now?
Wait to see what kind of ads I get next time. Something will show up. I'll be looking at Facebook, and all of a sudden, it'll be like penis art.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else have I got?
I got a ball brooch from Kesha.
You want to have fun with racism?
Sure. Hey, that's all I have with it. Lots of people have fun with racism.
This is a story. This is from one of our favorite sites, rawstory.com.
Effeet.
This is... I don't know that it's good news, I guess. Well, anyway. A student from, Pinole? P-I-N-O-L-E?
Penis hole.
Pinole? here in California.
Okay.
Pinole Valley?
Bunch of douchebags.
Was a high school baseball player.
Right.
The Pinole Valley High School was playing the St. Mary's College High School of Berkeley.
Okay.
Last Wednesday. Apparently, there were some sort of words exchanged or something. And at one point, one of these students at Pinole screamed out the words at the family of an opposing player. Called them fucking N-words.
Yeah. Good job, everybody. Good job, parents. Good job, schools.
Somebody taped it and threw that shit up on Facebook.
Serves you right, stupid.
And now,
yes,
this student who is going unnamed.
All right.
He had signed a letter of intent, was offered a scholarship for baseball from Cal State Northridge. recruiters, however, spotted that social media post.
What a dipshit.
And guess who had his scholarship yanked? Gone. Bye-bye.
Fuck you. I wonder if Tommy Gimler on the Daily Upper Decker will be discussing this story.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's right, though. Tommy has some opinions about baseball players and, you know, kind of keeping their mouth shut.
Like they should? Or
yeah, they. But
for
is,
our purposes, they shouldn't.
But see, this is different, though. I mean, I was thinking about them on social media and Twitter and stuff. That's like when you mean to say something. But this guy, this is crazy. This guy went racist old school. He just did it live in front of people. To the families,
screaming at the families of a one of the opponents, call them effing n words, fucking n words. We could say the f word here.
Yeah.
One of the parents from the opposite side said, "I was dismayed, distressed by what had occurred. Without question, it's unacceptable."
Of course,
it is. Dropped him. The, I think it's is this the. One of the other parents, giving these kids an opportunity to see how far-reaching their conduct can be, and that's an important lesson. The principal of St. Mary's said, discipline is essential, consequences are essential, but redemption is also essential.
Right. I think what's happening in this story is that it's in California, and one of the teams is from Berkeley.
This is why. Yeah.
This is why this is being, you know.
And why they're not naming the student, too.
Right.
Because this would they be think, well, you know, he's going to lose his scholarship.
Right.
But if they put his name out,
he's fucked.
Things would be a little more difficult for him.
And in a way, good. I mean, what a shitty thing to do at a baseball game. Way to bum everybody out, dumbass. He was good enough to get a scholarship to a college. I think that's hard to do.
Yeah.
What a dipshit.
So, a little bit of consequences.
But if he's good enough, I mean, honestly, it's sports. So let's relax for a second. If he's good enough to hit the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball, he can rape dogs. Here's a job.
You think some other place will?
Fuck yes.
Some other place will find him that didn't read the news or
Listen, I'll bring up a story. Julio Lugo, in the middle of the street, drug his wife out of the car and beat the shit out of her in front of people.
Right.
Released by the Astros. Very good shortstop. Found another job like that week.
Right. Did not go to jail, though?
Did he pay
his debt to society like Michael Vick did?
Oh, yeah. He paid his debt. He got another contract for the Rays. Played shortstop for them.
Oh, God. Interesting. Here's a story that just came out that agrees with us.
Yes.
That Pam Geller's hate group got exactly the response they were looking for.
Yeah. Congratulations.
This is a senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center said he's not surprised that they were targeted by gunmen because she seems to be trying to provoke that exact response.
How stupid must this whole event have been? Was it just people with sketch pads and crayons trying to draw Muhammad?
Who knows what it was like in there?
Imagine the rocket scientists available at this contest. Was it like reputable artists?
No.
Was it just a big bunch of idiots drawing their dumbass depictions of Muhammad and stuff like that?
Yes.
What a horrible event.
This guy says absolutely nothing justifies this attack. That said, Pam Geller, to describe her as anti-Islam and her groups as anti-Islam, barely covers it.
I mean, why would you do this? Why would she do this? This is unreal.
Right. Her stunt in Texas was similar to that Florida pastor Terry Jones burning Korans. This guy from the Southern Poverty Law Center says, certainly that was protected activity under the First Amendment, but it also led fairly directly to the killing of 10 or 15 people abroad.
Jesus.
These are provocations that are aimed at stirring the pot, and it doesn't seem terribly surprising that, in fact, that they get the response that they, in a sense, are seeking.
Wow.
The fact that Pamela Geller and her friends have the right, the absolute right, to make these kinds of presentations and speeches, to hold contests lampooning the Prophet Muhammad and so on.
Lampooning?
Is not a contradiction of the principle of free speech. It's essentially the cost of democracy.
You are a lampooner!
So we have to listen to assholes like her, who are putting people's lives at risk. I'm saying that that bullet in the leg of that cop is directly on the shoulders of Pam Snatch Geller.
Absolutely.
Exactly. On her. And had anyone gotten killed, it is 100% on her for inciting that.
It's a case of...
Not necessary.
Unnecessary lampooning.
Right.
What does that mean?
Right.
Lampooning? Is that like making
like the
fun
National
of
Lampoon.
Something?
Yeah, yeah. Satire, make fun.
Oh, I love it. We're lampooners.
We are.
I'm a lampooner.
You said poon.
So. Well, listen, fuck everyone in Texas. Good job with your, hey, let's draw Muhammad. Would you play Muhammad in a movie if someone offered you the part?
How much?
Fucking $1,000.
Yes.
That low?
I mean, yes.
You're going to be the... Someone's going to kill you.
Nobody's going to kill you.
They're going to send people...
They're not going to come
back. A team.
Nobody cares.
They might care.
They might care.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. What a dumb way to die.
I've got... This is a story from... I want to say... What state is this?
Texas.
Yeah, pick one.
Florida. Alabama. Oh, no.
Surprisingly,
Georgia.
One of my old home states.
Oh, Wisconsin?
Which has proven to make some really bad choices, especially in their governor.
No, this is Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It has to be. You guys have the
fucking
worst.
Wisconsin.
Who's worse? Who's worse?
Scott Walker or?
No. Who's worse? A worse governor.
Than Scott Walker?
Yeah. Like, yeah. There's got to be one.
Brownback.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. I mean, that he's destroying that. Schools are closing early. Because they don't have money.
That's
because
so...
he gave tax breaks to the rich.
You are raising a whole, you lampooner. You're raising a, well, you know, whatever. A whole generation of idiots. It's America. It's fucking America, man. What the fuck is going on? They got to send kids home early?
Yeah. They're closing school like 2 weeks early because they can't afford to keep it open in a couple of districts. Because they've run out of funding because of the cuts that they had to take in order for Brownback to give his tax breaks to his rich friends.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, how does Brownback explain this to his constituents? He doesn't. He's like, fuck you. The money
doesn't
comes.
Need to, yeah.
But don't those really rich people, don't they want to live in a world that's a little bit more enlightened where everyone is? Okay. Just checking.
No.
Okay.
They want to wall off their rich land.
Right.
And fuck the rest of the, as long as the cheap, dumb labor is available for them to make their widgets and make their gazillions, that's all they care about.
That's right.
So this is out of Wisconsin. Some moron pasted on Facebook. A popo from DeForest, Wisconsin.
I thought you were going to say DeForest Kelly when he played a cop. I didn't know.
Lieutenant Daniel Furseth, F-U-R-S-E-T-H.
That is just, God, a god-awful last name to live with. I mean, if you just put yourself in his shoes. Spelling it sucks. I mean, it sucks. saying it, the nightmare.
Well, perhaps the trauma of growing up with that name is what turned him into a ginormous asshole.
Probably.
Because he posted, he's a popo. And he posted the other day on the Facebook a, let's call it a screed.
A screed.
Today I stopped caring about my fellow man.
No.
I stopped caring about my community, my neighbors, and those I serve. I stopped caring today because a once noble profession has become despised, hated, distrusted, and mostly unwanted.
Is this guy Glenn Beck? I mean, it sounds very Beckian, no?
Right. He goes on, blah, blah, blah. He's mad at moms because they think he should fix their kid.
Fuck you.
I stopped caring today because we work hard to keep our streets safe from mayhem in the form of reckless, drunk, high, or speeding drivers only to be hated for it. yet hated even more because we didn't catch the drunk before he killed someone they may know. Nevertheless, we are just another tool used by the government to generate revenue.
Nevertheless. I don't know why that's hilarious to me.
I stopped caring today because liberals hate the police. Because we carry guns, scare kids, and take away their drugs.
Oh, shut up, simpleton.
We always kill innocent people with unjust violence. We're called bullies for using a taser during a fight, but we're condemned further for not first tasing the guy who pulls a gun on us. And if we do have to shoot, we're asked, why didn't you just shoot the gun out of their hand?
Oh, God.
And when one of us is killed by the countless attacks that do happen, but are rarely reported in the mainstream media, anytime a cop is killed, you shitbag.
Right.
It rightfully makes the mainstream media.
It's just when you guys kill an innocent person, it makes the news. It's a big story because no one is ever held responsible for it.
Right. I stopped caring today because a video of a cop six states away from a department that you never heard of screws up and forgets his oath of honor, thus firing up an internet lynch mob of cop haters, because we all do the same things. We are militarized because we wear body armor and Kevlar helmets when shots are fired or rocks thrown at us. And we carry scary looking rifles, even though everyone knows that they're easier to shoot and more accurate than a handgun or a shotgun. I stopped caring today because of the culture of today's instantly connected youth is only out there to take, never give back.
What's Pouty Officer Pouty McPouty doing? Is he like in the corner, like tapping his foot with his arms crossed, saying this? I don't care anymore. I don't care about you.
Yeah, right.
Grow up, stupid.
Parents refuse to teach their kids right from wrong. Blame us when they are caught breaking the law. When parents tell their kids to be good or the police will take you away, embedding a fear from year one. Moms hate us in their schools because we frighten them and remind them of the evil that lurks in the world.
Right.
They would rather we stay unseen, but close by if we need to be.
What would they need you for? I mean, you know, not to be fair, what did the people in Ferguson over the past 20 years, forever maybe, what did they get out of the police force? What did the police force do for them?
A career?
Yeah, right.
I mean, we're not diminishing it, but man, you know what you sign up for.
Right, and don't you understand where maybe people are coming from, you dickhead?
Yeah, maybe if you drive around and just jump out of your cars and beat the shit out of people and drag them into cars and take them away 20 times a day, maybe the people of that community might start going, we would prefer that not to happen.
Are we supposed to not be outraged when someone gets drug around in a quote-unquote paddy wagon and then now they can't fucking walk?
Where's this guy's outrage for all the fellow cops that are killing people, that are ignoring their oaths?
Yeah.
And would he speak out if he saw something happen that wasn't on a cell phone?
Right.
Would Lieutenant First Youth, Daniel First Youth, would he step up and blow the whistle on one of his fellow officers? I'd put money on the fact that, that it's no.
You know, man, I keep saying to myself, it's not been a good year for the police. It hasn't been a good time. Well, also, all of a sudden, everyone has cameras. And now we can post shit on Twitter and you can see everything. So maybe it's never been that great. Maybe it's been really abusive for a long time because we haven't been able to document it or catch these fuckers.
Well, I mean, on the right, this isn't even that new of a post, but it was reposted by some right-wing nut job blogger. And the ninnies on the right are just whipping it out and blowing a load on it before they hit forward on their goddamn email chains.
You gotta be careful.
God bless you for writing that message.
Oh, shut up. Good heavens.
God bless you, sir.
Are you from Dickens?
To the animals in this country who think they're above the law, teach your kids some manners, respect, and stop feeling sorry for yourself.
What do you think that asshole means by animals? Fucking horrendous racists.
Now, if you scroll farther back on
the Facebook timeline,
Cliff Medina's Facebook timeline. Okay. Now, that's fewer.
Right.
This Tea Party asshole is the one that shared it and is like, you know, everybody, I'm going to pass the cup and everybody give a semen sample so that we can pour it all over myself and worship this patriot.
What a horrible fetish to have.
This guy at one point wrote, "My thoughts on the black race in general." You know, when you start out a Facebook fucking post and it says, thoughts on the black race in general.
God, some people just have no shame. They don't care. Oh, I'm incredibly racist and I'm so proud of it.
We have witnessed decades of research demonstrating that Negroes do not perform well on standardized tests of intelligence, college entrance exams, and in terms of academic achievement. In fact, they perform abysmally in all regards.
Yes.
And so outside the norms that one must question their very humanity.
Is this guy suggesting that my black friends may not be human? I mean,
is it time for those supporting the further education of Negroes to admit defeat?
Yeah, this person is just fucking stupid.
And relegate them to what they seem best suited, farm work and manual labor.
Come on.
These are serious policy questions for a nation that wishes to provide a future for the education of children of normal intelligence.
Now, are you reading an op-ed from 1854 or something?
December 23rd, 2014.
Oh, great.
So, 5 months ago.
Well, that was a different time, right?
It was. Those were different times. You were.
Oh, that person probably votes and everything. Wonderful.
Yeah, he's a right-wing nut job.
Great.
Who's let's see how many friends
he's
got.
What a dumbass. He's sitting around. You know, it's been proven that the Negro, I mean, what an asshole.
My thoughts on Negroes.
Just in general.
Right.
What a dumbass.
So there you go.
Gloriously stupid.
Cliff Medina, rocket scientist.
There is something about an idiot that's just proud to be, that's so proud of his just being stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, we need to take a look at, obviously, they're just suited for manual labor.
Right.
Wow.
By the way, I would like to say a May the 4th be with you to my brothers. They just texted me.
Oh, well, May the 4th. Both brothers texted
you? Yeah. We're in the middle of a conversation. And then I quit texting. I'm on the phone. I'm on my show. You know what time the show is? Hey, Darth Vader.
That's the only
is that Dick Cheney?
Star Wars sound
Darth
I have.
Darth Vader. Yeah. I can't tell the difference.
That's the only Star Wars one I have for when we talk about Cheney.
And may the 4th be with you at Vile Experience.
May the 4th be with you.
And everyone. Everyone, except that guy that posted that shit on Facebook.
Right.
Fuck you.
No fourth for him.
None for you. You don't, no more Star Wars.
Right.
It'll be great when someone does something totally shitty, they're not allowed to have anything to do with anything cool anymore. Like every song, every piece of music you listen to has to suck. Like you have to be relegated to the Bare Naked Ladies.
Bieber.
What else sucks? Yeah, Bieber.
Baby.
and episodes of Full House. I hate that show.
The new one.
Yeah.
Because you know the old Full House is going to be
Fuller House.
Is going to be Shakespeare.
Oh shit! A pigeon just tried to fly into the studios and
didn't work real well.
Did our gross liberal biases that scare him away? Or?
God, should we paint some owls on the hawks on the windows?
Yeah.
Do we have to do that shit?
Right.
Let's see what else is going on out in the planet. Oh, we already talked about that guy. I've got a story. Did you see? Oh, God. Fucking Rush Limbaugh, man.
Fuck ye.
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, gosh. Is he, has he recovered since he bit that guy's hand?
Between pills.
That had the fish?
The giant sea lion.
Oh, it was a sea lion. Yeah, it was a giant sea lion. Big fat Rush? Okay. Right. Sorry. I get it mixed up sometimes in stories about elephants and walrus. I'm like, is that Rush Limbaugh? Oh, no. That's just...
Rush was talking about...
Go on with the show. I'm sorry.
The attack on those poor patriots in Texas.
God who were damn it!
Just drawing some cartoons.
Oh, Jesus.
And he said he was bitching because liberals want to respect Islam when it comes to not drawing a picture or showing a I was going to say photograph. I don't think they have a photograph of Muhammad.
Right.
But that liberals want to put up with that.
Yeah.
Respect it. But that we won't obey the Islamic laws against homosexuality.
Right.
Quote, why would Americans have to respect and obey Islam's laws and punishments regarding gays and women? He says, I mean, if it's that important to them, who are we to disagree? They say you can't draw pictures of the prophet, and we say, you're right, we can't. And anybody that does that, why, they're going to get what's coming to them.
What an asshole.
He also speculated.
What is wrong with this guy?
That people might say.
Yes.
There we go again.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, people are saying. The reason they're saying this shit is because of you, you giant dried llama cum stain.
Yes.
No offense to llamas. Well, I'm sure their jizz is lovely.
Right. That one just rolled off the tongue, man.
Yeah, I don't know where that one came out of.
It popped right out of your brain.
He speculated that some might say that Obama had some involvement with the Texas shooting.
What? What do you mean?
Because at a UN speech, at the UN, he said it at a number of places.
A number of places?
That the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet. In other words, Obama has said, well, you know, these guys aren't representing Islam. It's what Obama's saying, that they're using religion as a excuse,
right?
That it's not the religion itself, that it's the bastardization of the religion.
So Barack Obama made this possible.
He said that at the UN a number of places. Does that not sort of green light people in ISIS who want to take up arms and go after people who they believe are slandering the prophet?
God, that's an amazing sentence.
So
does that not?
Right. So Obama, by saying the future doesn't belong to those who slander the prophet, is saying, come on over and kill some Texans.
Does that not? God, he's...
Could this be the president? Could the president say this? The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet by allowing same-sex marriage.
Oh, my God. No, I see. God, good.
Are we going to snap to and respect that? See, it's all superlatives for them. It's totalitarianism. Look, he is the definition of totalitarianism.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
To?
If you say that we shouldn't be drawing pictures to piss these people off, well, we shouldn't be fucking each other in the ass to piss these people off either.
We should cease anything that pisses anyone off.
Rush Limbaugh. I don't even know. Do you want to hear a little bit of this? I don't even know where it is in this.
What if you're having gay sex at the same time you're drawing the Prophet Muhammad? Is that worse, or how does that work?
Let me see here.
Agree. If they say you can't draw pictures of the prophet, we say, you're right.
Pause that.
We can't. And anybody that does.
You're right. He sounds more insane than when you do his voice.
Yeah, I can't be that
insane. This guy sounds, this is a mentally ill person.
Well, he's an evil genius. I don't think he's mentally ill. I think he's you know, God. He's whipping up pablum for the idiots out there.
Why, they're going to get what's coming to them. When you move over to other aspects of militant Islam, and we know what happens to homosexuals in Iran or any other Islamic country. We know what happens to women. Well, if we're going to respect and obey the laws about drawing cartoons of the prophet, don't we have to respect what Islam says about homosexuality? And
I can't.
I'm so sorry.
I just can't. Multiple gongs for that performance. Holy shit, man.
I don't know. I dropped the mallet. Someone hand him an envelope with his name in it.
Man, do we not have to accept? Do we not have to accept?
Guy, when he is, I mean, he.
I guess the oxy affects your throat, too.
You know, maybe it's just that he knows what he's saying's fucking, I mean, exceptionally batshit crazy, and it just.
That would be Pam Gellert.
Listen to the pauses he takes.
Is it because it's on some level, could he be embarrassed of what he's saying? I mean,
no.
Is this drama?
He's like, what's the most heinous thing I can say right now?
Right, okay. He's not like, oh, I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't
belong to those who slander the prophet. That would be Pam Gellert in her group. So the president says,
wait a second,
the future must not belong, and the slander of the prophet is according to Islam, not me. Militant Islam says,
who can listen to this?
I sound like when he says Pam Gellert and her group, he was like, that would be Pam Gellert.
Well, he's got, you know, there's digestion going on at the same time.
It's just, it's completely uncomfortable to listen to. I would rather listen to, like, the e-reader, the thing that sounds like Stephen Hawking's.
Well, you know, he doesn't get up off his chair. He shits during the show.
Does he really?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
So he's like a little baby. Did you ever notice a little baby when they're sitting there and they give you that face, like, and you know they're taking a dump?
No, he lays there naked with tubes running in and out of his lovely holes.
Gross.
Someone change my feeding bag.
More oxy, more oxy.
Sounds like an elephant having a tusk ripped out.
Maybe that's what evil and hatred does to you, because Pat Robertson has the same throat shit going on, doesn't it?
Pat, yeah, he does. But Pat Robertson is like, he's like too cool for school, you know what I mean? Like, when you're like, Pat, what do you think about this? He's like, well, you know, whatever. It's just this. Rush is like, he's rallying the troops. You know what I mean?
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Pat Robertson sounds like he's having a glass of scotch. And he's just doling right. out wisdom, you know? Yeah.
The Lord told me.
Maybe he's Satan. I mean, maybe it all exists. Maybe Pat Robertson is actually the devil. I mean, would it shock you if it came out that he was Satan? Would you be like, oh, my God? I would be like,
well, yeah, because that kind of blows my atheism right out of the
God
water.
Damn it, I know. But pretend you're not an atheist. Whatever.
And that also means that I probably don't have a great future.
No, really?
After
rocks in hell.
I shed my mortal coil, yeah.
From hell, you know what the crab diving show sounds like from hell? You know what it sounds like? I'm burning.
I don't know how.
Stop.
I don't know. This is unlistenable. I mean, it's.
Oh, yeah.
Drawing pictures of the Prophet Muhammad is slander. It's criminal. And Obama himself said the future must not belong to those who slander the Prophet, i.e., Pam Gellert and her group. So. And he said that at the UN. He said it in a number of places. Does that not sort of green light people in ISIS who want to take up arms and go after people whom they believe are slandering the prophet.
I mean,
he's amazing.
The
way he breaks up those thoughts, those ellipses, man. I mean, it's just like
he's got 4 hours to kill. I guess he's by himself.
Not gonna be cheated.
Yeah. Wow. Rush Limbaugh, ladies and gentlemen. There's a little Rush moment for us. Obama gave the green light to the ISIS people by embracing the Islam.
I mean, he really probably burns a lot of calories when he talks, even if he's just sitting there. I just feel like there's so much physiology going on inside of him to get the words through that fat. So on some level, it has to be, there's some athleticism to his bullshit.
Right.
If I make that sound, listen, here's the sound he made. That's what he did.
He did that too at one point.
I like that hurts my body. Like that takes calories and energy. He must be exhausted.
They're shoveling food into the souls of babies. Let's stay in Texas. This is
No. Boom. I just shot myself.
Yeah. This is that's hell for crab diving. Is
Kate, I'm gonna.
It's crab diving from El Paso, Texas, ladies and gentlemen.
Kate, I'm gonna slather peanut butter on my wrists, and I want you to chew through them.
So, Texas,
fuck you.
This is again a perfect example of education Texas style. This is a small Texas high school from the Crane Independent School District.
Uh-oh. The Independent. Don't tread on me.
Sent home a letter.
A missive.
To the high school parents. that informing them that out of the 300 students they have.
I can't read this fucking letter.
20 of them have chlamydia.
How's the science and all the sex education treating you guys?
Funny you should mention that.
My dick's smoking out the pee hole.
The district does not offer a curriculum in human sexuality.
Oh, really?
In 2012, the district school health advisory committee recommended a program called Worth the Wait.
Abstinence. Are you shitting me?
Plus curriculum.
Okay. So how many people have chlamydia? Tell me again.
20 out of 300. So almost approaching 10%. There's a little outbreak in this Texas high school.
Oh my fucking
of
God.
Chlamydia.
I mean, there's
Texas law, by the way. Listen to this. Listen to how fucking back-asswards this moronic goddamn state is.
They all have the clap.
Texas state law requires any sex ed course to devote more attention to abstinence than anything else.
It's going to make our kids itchy. That's... I mean, why isn't that hilarious? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Students must be taught that abstinence until marriage is the best way to prevent sexually transmitted diseases. They have a point. But let's talk about realistic ways to prevent sexually transmitted diseases. Because telling someone you ain't sticking your tallywhacker in her doo-ha-ha until you're marriaged ain't going to work.
The last person on earth is going to be dying of AIDS and still they're going to be like, wait till marriage.
Right.
Fuck off.
And numbers, we know that numbers don't matter to these people because study after study has shown that areas that have, meanwhile, Texas, by the way, still has one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the fucking nation.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why.
Of course you do, because obviously no one's fucking with condoms. God.
When they leave, the 8-year-olds in Texas should hand them condoms and dental dams as they're leaving school every day.
I mean, are we sure that they surveyed school children, or were these active servicemen back in
Hanoi? The fleet came in, yeah.
During right. the Vietnamese War. Right. So ass backwards, you fucking idiots.
Where'd the first one come from? Like, who's Typhoid Mary?
I let Junior take $5 and hang out at the Glory Hall down off Route 18. Or something. I don't know. You're right. How was chlamydia introduced into this? God.
The school's
fucking asshole.
Health Advisory Committee is meeting today.
What have they done previously?
To discuss how to deal with the chlamydia outbreak.
Don't give a shit about that. I have no interest in how they're going to... I don't care. You know what they're going to say? Use condoms. They're going to have to say, we got to have sex education. What were they doing before?
What do you mean?
Well, what were they teaching people before? I mean, they existed. They existed in a school system that now is riddled with the clap. So what were they doing before? Were they not doing shit?
Itching a lot. I guess.
It really is amazing, right? I mean,
so Dallas County Health and Human Service records show that sexually transmitted diseases have spiked in recent years. Good job, Texas. Shit. How's that education doing for you?
Yeah.
That abstinence.
It's Satan, isn't it? That's the devil. That's the work of the devil.
Syphilis diagnoses are up 31% between 2012 and 13. And according to the CDC, the South in general,
oh, fuck off,
had 8 of the 11 states with the highest rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
Yay! Oh my fucking.
Congratulations to the South.
What are
and congratulations to the Crane Independent School District.
Right.
Apparently the kids in high school there getting a lot of action with each other.
Yeah. I think about, okay, who are the Republicans running for president that are from the South? Marco Rubio, Jeb, right?
Yeah. Today, which is part of the news too.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Ben Carson, I believe, announced Texas. Announced today. Carly Fiorina, after she just about sank Hewlett-Packard caused 30,000 people to lose their jobs.
Are you going to talk about somebody that's just not a total jack-off at any point during the show?
Carly Fiorina also jumped into the clown car today. Tomorrow might be Huckabee.
Oh, good.
It's just a banner week.
Wait, that big fat ass hasn't declared?
He announced he was going to announce.
Oh, what a tease. What a voluptuous tease.
Oh, gross.
God, Ben Carson. He's a doctor. What does he think about this chlamydia? What would he say?
Wasn't that the only thing that he's kind of been accidentally correct about in all these issues? Was
he's a doctor. I mean, you know.
Was the anti-vaxxer morons. He's come out and said, vaccinate your kids. It's dumb.
What kind of stance is that to have? He's a fucking doctor.
Yeah, and look at these names that are on the right. That's an amazing progressive, reasonable stance to have.
We have to hold ourselves to higher standards, liberals. We cannot be impressed by people that say vaccinate your children.
Well, Bernie Sanders, thank God for Bernie Sanders.
Anti-vaxxer? Is he
anti-vaxxer,
Bernie?
Spaghetti monster or whatever you want to think that that Bernie Sanders is getting in. And, you know, I was listening to, I don't know, I think Majority Report today, and they were talking. One of the callers brought up a point that's right is, God, Bernie Sanders, I mean, already they're excoriating him on the right. He's
excoriating?
Yeah.
They're, what is that?
Shredding, attacking.
Oh, I love that.
Verbally. Yeah. And
excoriation!
And that because of that word that he uses to describe himself.
Yes.
He calls himself a democratic socialist.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
A democratic socialist. And when you use that word socialist.
Yes.
That's what goes on in right-wing ninny heads because they think it means Mao. They think it means Stalin and Hitler all wrapped into one, even though
yummy.
There's, you know, kind of three different forms there. But anyway, right. don't let these facts
fuck you.
Get in the way.
Fuck you. All my kids have chlamydia.
Right.
I would
Billy
take,
Ray, quit scratching your tallywhacker and get over here.
Wouldn't you at some point ask your kid, Junior, wait, who has chlamydia? Eric, the guy at Fred down the street, this dude? I'm taking my kid out of school or something. I don't want my fucking kid bringing home chlamydia.
10% of his kids there have got chlamydia. Well, I hopefully just tell your kid not to bang anybody at school.
Dude, imagine being like having you. I don't know.
And that's the same thing that kind of happened. It wasn't really the school, but remember in Indiana recently, they've got an AIDS outbreak.
Oh, God damn it. Quit fucking.
In areas where they've closed the clinics.
Really? There is nothing just more vile that I can't imagine than two idiot teenagers, whatever, having sex. It's just stupid. I can't. You know what I mean? It's just horrifying. On some level, yes. I wish the idea that they would just stop fucking. I wish that would be the case.
That would be especially.
But it's not going
in the
to
South.
Happen.
Yeah, especially
gross.
In the South.
Oh my God! Just gonna continue to spread germs all over the fucking planet.
There's a
gross.
They have
chlamydia.
Be careful and. Be careful of the restaurants and don't go to the McDonald's in Crane.
Listen, I don't because I know
because I'm sure the kids work there.
You're ruining the
don't
fucking
fuck
planet.
Anybody at McDonald's.
Quit it. Listen, and I'm gonna sound so old fashioned here. Such fucking
kids these days.
Fucking is for adults. Okay.
What?
Yes, it's not for these children. They're idiots. They're gross.
Well, right, but abstinence doesn't work, so you got to throw condoms at them and teach them how to throw one on and teach them about safe sex.
I know!
Pulling out doesn't work.
I know.
Etc.
But, you know, ugh, God. You've ruined fucking and you've ruined music. Good job, kids.
Right. Congratulations.
Everything's shitty.
Yeah, listen to the top five. Go to crabdiving.com. Listen to Friday's show.
Don't you dare play the top five again.
iTunes or Stitcher. And hey, if you get a moment, if you want to support the show and help us, we work our asses off here to provide piles of entertainment for y'all.
It's a tiny hate group working.
Go to go to crabdiving.com/iTunes, and that'll take you right to our iTunes page, and you can give us 5 stars. Give
Please.
Us 5 stars.
Yes.
4 at the very least.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you feel compelled to give anything less than that,
no,
the fuck off our iTunes page.
Okay.
Don't spread hate.
We are destined, though, to get a few bad reviews. I mean,
a couple of the podcasts I listened to have talked about that, where the one guy was pissed off because they keep getting... well, they're an atheist podcast. So, you know, any Christian is going to listen to 3 seconds and immediately give them a 1 star.
God.
So you just got to deal with that kind of
shit. You got to hope, though, that sort of the process of downloading a podcast to whatever and then figuring out how to rate it, that might scare some of those right-wing nut jobs off.
It's too complicated, you're
they're
saying?
Stupid. They're all stupid and their dick's on fire from chlamydia. They can't.
Too many steps to go through.
Yeah.
My dick's on fire.
Texas is a horrible fucking place, man.
No, it's
the
horrific.
Kids have chlamydia.
In one town, a bunch of them do.
Gross.
And that's all that ridiculous, puritanical, you can't, if you talk about sex at all, it means they're going to run right out onto the soccer field and start fucking each other.
Yeah, I mean, just think about
so stupid.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of stupid and just so clueless. I again, thank you, Spaghetti Monster, that this man did not become president of the United States of America. On our Facebook, go to our Facebook, by the way, facebook.com/crabdiving. Join, like, share.
Yes.
Participate. Lots of convos going on. Lots of comments.
Promote.
And this one is on there. You can see a great picture of Mitt Romney if you want to. It's not that great. It's just him looking like a dummy. It says, days after Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton laid out proposals for criminal justice reform, she had a great speech.
Yes.
She talked about the fact that we need criminal justice reform. She said, without the mass incarceration that we currently practice, millions fewer people would be in poverty.
God.
Called for the United States to, quote, end the era of mass incarceration.
Yeah, man.
She talked about the unemployment rate of formerly incarcerated persons, the exorbitant costs of prisons.
They're running prisons like a Best Western.
Failures of mandatory minimum sentences. The need to invest in probation and drug diversion programs. And the impact of high incarceration rates on, you know, brown people. So on Fox and Friends.
Oh, God damn it. Steve Ducey.
Yeah, on Ninny Fest.
Hasselbeck.
2015. Mitt Romney, who apparently, for some reason, is out there giving his opinion.
Right. Because that's what the world needs, the opinion of another rich, white fucking guy.
There's still whispers out there, by the way, of people who are like, okay, look, if Scott Walker is already kind of imploding, they're like, if Jeb Bush also starts to implode, maybe we could get Mitt to do it one more time.
Mitt the shit. Hey, well, how is Scott Walker imploding, by the way? What do you mean? He's not imploding.
He had a couple of bad... he spoke
without
a script.
Okay.
Well, and said a couple of things. Well, he might have pissed off. He might have spat instead of swallowed with the Koch brothers because
that's important. You gotta remember that.
He said something about his immigration. Like he wants to shut down all immigration and the Koch brothers aren't that crazy. This is something that they're against or something.
Yes.
And I think they may also feel differently about the, you know, one of the things the Kochs are right about is they also want to end mass incarceration.
Why?
Cory Booker was working with Rand Paul in the Senate and the Koch Foundation on putting together, trying to get legislation to end this mass incarceration. I mean, that fits in with their heinous libertarian beliefs.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that's good about it, but
right.
The rest of it is just shit. So Uncle Mitt Romney took some time, got into the car elevator. Oh, I'm sure he doesn't. The car is waiting for him out in front
right.
when he summons it. And was on Fox and Friends.
How much do you think he carries in his wallet?
Cash?
Any given time.
Grand.
$1,000.
Yeah. Don't you think?
You could probably just 10, 100.
Oh, hundies, yeah.
Don't 20. Be gauche.
20. 20s, how dare you?
I know what that looks like.
People touch 20s. Romney went after Clinton's remarks on mass incarceration. Okay. Here's what he said. I was concerned that her comments smacked of politicization of the terrible, terrible tragedies that are going on there.
Smacked of. God, he always sounds like a rich guy.
When she said we're not going to have mass incarcerations in the future, what is she referring to?
Well,
what is she referring to?
The shitload of people in jail, dickhead.
We don't have mass incarcerations in America.
Oh, not in my circle of friends anyway.
Individuals are brought before tribunals and they have counsel. Well, they're given certain rights. Are we not going to lock people up who commit crimes?
And by individuals, I mean rich white people.
Are we not going to lock people up who commit crimes?
Yeah.
We're talking about the criminalization of something that should not be criminalized, you moron.
Yeah, dickhead.
Meanwhile, let's pull five random Romneys from the 100,000 fucking magic underwear wearers that are out there with that last name that are share your DNA, asshole. Yeah. And let's test some of those motherfuckers. And let's see what's going on in their systems. Let's see if there's a Xanax popping up every once in a while.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Or an Oxy or two. Maybe they get together with Rush and snort Oxy off a hooker's ass.
I bet the pill collection amongst these rich people must be just...
Exactly.
It's mind-blowing.
Exactly. Half of these people blown out of their minds on their whatever drug of choice they have. But God forbid, a brown guy on the corner spark up a joint, throw them in irons, beat the shit out of them, throw them in jail. Let's make some money off the bed.
Yeah. So Mitt Romney's like, hey, does anybody have a Xanax? I'm so tired. I want to fall asleep. Somebody has one. They're not going to be like, I'm sorry, I can't share my prescribed medicine with you.
One in three people in America has a criminal record.
That's insane.
Because of these laws.
That's fucked up.
And the U.S. has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
Look around. Like, why?
North Korea.
Oh, my God.
Has fewer percentage people in prison than we do.
Can't we just make a goal and just make it just the goal to be have just let's just have less people in jail than North Korea. What about that? That should be a good goal.
What is he? Well, I'm so profoundly confused by the fact that Mitt Romney. I guess I'm not that he's that clueless. Of course he's that clueless.
Dude,
we don't have a meth incorporation problem. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
All those black people should be in jail.
The guy probably...
Oh, you mean black people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant people. I'm sorry.
I mean, he probably just walks around all day with $100 bills, handing out $100 bills. There's nothing he does in his life that costs less than $100.
If he ever touches money. So right. I mean, when you get that rich, you don't even...
It's a gauche.
Do you touch money?
No, not at all. I have a little tweezers I pick it up with.
Or you tell somebody to pay. Your toady carries your cards and your cash.
Oh, you get a toady?
Don't you think?
I want a toady.
You have a minion?
Yeah.
Following you around? So Mitt Romney, unshockingly, clueless as fuck about anything.
I hope he runs for president.
That the regular people.
Do you think he'll run again? I mean, we need him to run. Who's going to step
Romney?
Up? Yeah, sure.
There's plenty. There's too many.
But Mitt Romney, a little bit. Like, the thing with Mitt Romney is he can like stand there and talk for a little bit and not seem like a flaming lunatic. But like Ben Carson's nuts.
Yes.
Nuts.
Yeah, Ben Carson is far more jihadist.
Yeah, yeah.
Than Mitt Romney.
I mean, Ted Cruz is crazy as fuck.
Yeah, really crazy. Like, really crazy. Scary theocracy kind of crazy. His dad, again, was running around. I mean, you know, nobody with the tiniest amount of gray matter in their skull is going to vote for Ted fucking Cruz.
No, absolutely
so, I mean,
not.
But still, his dad's running around. God, the reason... That we have crime in America. The reason we have crime in America is because they took the Bible in 1963 unconstitutionally out of schools. Because the Bible is gone from schools is the reason we have crime in America.
That's ridiculous.
And he says crime skyrocketed. Skyrocketed. Which in certain periods it did. But guess what? Violent crime has been down.
Well, listen,
overall.
Let's call him on it and let's humor him. Let's put the Bibles back. And let's see if there's a drop.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Let's just see if it works.
Now Ted Cruz is doing it.
What do you mean?
So, okay, on Friday's show, go to crabdiving.com, ladies and gentlemen, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher.
Not Ted Cruz.
On Friday's show, we talked about the brave governor of Texas who was getting the Texas Guard ready to keep an eye on the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, and the Navy of the United States. because they were running these simulations in the Southwest.
La Resistance! Fuck you!
Somehow it leaked that on one of these pretend maps they have,
right,
there were certain areas of Texas
pretend
that
maps
were designated. Well, these fake maps for their war games.
Oh, okay.
And certain areas have to be designated the bad guys, and they just picked certain areas. Sure. Okay, this is enemy territory. Well, Texans were losing their fucking mind. Oh, my God. Obama is finally, he's on his way. He, look, there's the map that proves that we're the enemy.
We're in hostile country.
So... It's so I mean,
oh god, damn! This is like a wet dream.
It's embarrassing
of so many of these doomsday prepper lunatics. We got to go down to the bunker.
Oh god, they don't know what to do in Texas now. There's Muslims shooting people, and this shit's going on, and Obama's attacking at the same time.
Oh yeah.
So then Rand Paul said something like, you know, well, yeah, he was on. I guess I was going to say I feel sorry for these guys, but I just changed my mind.
Right.
But Rand Paul was on a right-wing nut job radio program, probably an internet radio program. Any motherfucking dickwad can have one.
Charlatans.
Crabdiving.com. So Rand Paul said was on this ninny radio show, and the guy asked him about this, Jade... What's the name? They know Jade. The name of the of
that's like the stripper's name.
It's Jade something.
Jade.
Jade Lance or Jade.
Jade Lance. Like that is like a total gay stripper name. Yeah. Jade Lance.
Oh god. Now I gotta look it up because I think it's they know the name of the it's the name of the operation that the
what?
Jade Helm 15 is what it's called. So Rand Paul, they asked him about Rand Paul, and he says, well, you know, I'll look into that. I'm going to do something in the Senate to look into it.
I'll check through back channels.
He didn't say you're out of your fucking mind.
Right. No one's invading.
Yeah.
You.
Nobody's invading Texas. Frankly, we don't want it.
Why do we need to, why would you do it?
And so then Abbott, The governor is defending his decision to have the Texas Guard monitor this stuff.
Well,
people are saying you're lending.
He doesn't want to look stupid.
He said you're lending credence to these conspiracy theories. Even some Republicans in Texas were like, come on, come on.
Chemtrails.
Come on.
Government.
So now he said that, well, he's. There, he simply wants the State Guard to serve as a communication facilitator between the military and concerned citizens.
Lunatics, yes.
Some of whom recently went to an information session that they put together in Bastrop County.
An information session.
What? Because people are losing their minds. So the army was like, okay, we'll have a meeting. We'll tell everybody, look, don't worry about this.
We have to have a meeting to let these people know that America is not trying to take you over.
Oh, God.
Which already
owns you. I think there's tape of this poor guy who is like a decorated war hero. Uh-huh. Who any other time they would be lining up to lick one of his balls.
Yes.
But now, because he is representing Obama, I read an article, he spoke for like a half hour and said, look, this is what we're doing. It's just an arbitrary designation.
No one's lying.
Just, you know, I've done this for, I'm a patriot. I've fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry. And one guy looked at him and said, I don't believe you. That's it. There you go.
Well, what do you want me to fucking do?
I don't believe you. We're done. Argument's done.
I don't believe you.
Here's all the facts. Yeah.
You're trying to take my land of fucking...
One and one is two. I don't believe you.
Why would anybody want to take over an area where like 1 in 10 people have the clap?
Well, especially Bastrop County.
Bastrop.
Good God.
Bastrop County is the apple of the tyrant's eye.
It's trying to take Bastrop.
The conspiracy theorists, this is a big thing. Jade Helm 15 is the name of the exercise.
Jade Helm 15. Captain's log.
It's spanning several states, scheduled to start this. It hasn't even started.
They're getting ready.
But they're worried it's a covert effort to institute martial law.
Why would you? But okay.
But Abbott even said, the governor of Texas,
right,
that he's seen nothing that would cause anybody to worry about what's going on. But he did say, well, you know, we'll have the Texas Guard look into it.
How would martial law be covert anyway? Just think about what that means. Like a covert.
Well, that's it. They're pretending that it's a war game. And then all of a sudden they're going to turn around and start shooting citizens.
They're just trying to take us by surprise.
Right, exactly. It's Red Dawn, or it's Black Dawn.
Black Dawn.
It's Obama.
Right.
No one
wants you, you fucking assholes. Who wants to take you over?
Even Republicans, a former lieutenant governor,
I don't want Texas,
spoke out in support of the exercise.
Right.
Former state representative Todd Smith has accused Abbott of pandering to idiots.
Yes.
These are Republicans.
They're like, listen, dumbass. We can't say this.
And so now he's tap dancing and had to backtrack. And now he said, look, I frankly think that there was an overreaction to the simple fact someone has to be in charge of gathering and disseminating information. And we stepped in to play that role.
Yeah, like dumbasses.
But his words when he said it was like, well, we're going to get the guard to look into that.
The guard.
What the letter did was quite simple and non-inflammatory. I think that's the way it should be construed, which is the letter that he sent to the Texas Guard, you know, saying,
well, good.
Facilitate communication.
I just want to congratulate Texas on their independence. And I'm so happy for you that no one's trying to take your shitty ass over.
Except chlamydia.
Right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, chlamydia is running rampant in the high schools. And these guys are worried Obama is coming.
A little less time on Obama, a little more time on, you know,
on STDs.
Fucking STDs of your children. How gross, man. Ugh.
People are dumb. Just fucking stupid.
Idiots.
Speaking of, this is, this one's more of a visual. We'll put this one up on Facebook. But an art sculpture. This is in a Michigan town.
What the fuck is that? All those people have chlamydia, by the way, in that sculpture.
In this sculpture?
Yeah.
This is a town in Michigan, small town.
Right.
Called Adrian, Michigan?
Yeah.
I believe. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Adrian, Michigan. Matt, it was a city-approved public sculpture.
I approved it.
About the reliance of relying on one another. Called Blue Human Condition.
Blue, like the color?
B-L-U-E.
Okay.
It seems to show people, well, sitting and leaning on each other. Human figures. One is on the ground and two people are sitting on them and then another one's sitting on his lap. And it's just a kind of a mass of humans. One could construe it as sexual.
How bad? It would be horrible to be the guy on the bottom. That's the worst. Well,
who knows what you're God. Into. The artist, Mark Chatterley.
Oh, man.
Said the piece represents the idea that living today, we can't do it alone. We rely on other people to survive.
Yeah. That's a little bit more than relying, though. I mean, that's...
It's been described by critics as somber, elegant, contemplative poses.
Yes.
After it was installed, however, local pastor Rick Strawcutter...
Oh, shit. You done riled the Strawcutter!
...of the church on Bent Oak
Bent
in Adrian.
The church on Bended Wood. Bent Oak, really?
And a bunch of people dubbed it the orgy statue.
Hey, I don't give a shit. I agree. That is the orgy statue. I mean, I don't have a fucking problem with it.
Though the seven figures are sexless, there's no nads.
Well, because they're in each other's mouth. That's what
but
it looks
not.
Like.
It I does know. Not look like they're in each other's mouth.
But it does look sexual. I mean, you could say it's the orgy. It looks like an indifferent orgy. It looks like a bunch of people banging each other that are just so over it. They look bored.
Right.
It's a bore.
At first glance, it looks like the end scene of a porno, you know, when the whole team gets together and jizz flies everywhere.
Yeah.
But
we just don't have that magic anymore.
Yeah. But then if you look closely, it does look like, I mean, the people are, they're leaning on each other and relying and stuff like that.
It's but making a statement.
Numerous residents complained. This local pastor, Rick Strawcutter.
Strawcutter.
noted that near the same time, the city voted in favor of an anti-discrimination ordinance giving those evil LGBT people equal rights. Okay. He said it enshrines perversion and abomination in a protected status. So he thinks
enshrining this perversion.
He thinks the approval of this statue, which he says that they are all male, which by the way, they're not. It looks like you can see a couple of figures are obviously female, wide hips and titties.
We've identified wide hips and titties.
Those are the,
being dubbed female.
Those are the technical terms.
They're not all, there's some women in there. It's men and women, dumbass.
He explains in a YouTube video that the city council voting on an anti-discrimination ordinance together with the orgy statue is leading Adrian, Michigan to Sodom.
Oh, God. Shit. I think it'd be cool to have the orgy statue in your city hall. I'd be like, oh, man, City Hall's got an orgy statue. You got to see it. It's fucking crazy.
The church on bent oak.
The church on bent oak.
In the video.
Yeah.
Oops.
Welcome to the church.
In the video that they have made private since this.
Oh, no.
Damn. How sad. We can't listen to the audio of of this.
What happened? They're embarrassed.
Rick Strawcutter. Well, this is in the HuffPost, so they probably started getting bombarded with permission. So,
can we get Rich Strawcutter on the phone?
One commenter left a message on the city website.
Fuck you.
Saying he was disgusted by the sculpture.
And
the city should remove it to protect the rights of the freedom of sight.
Right. Come on.
You're infringing upon my freedom of sight.
How dare you? What? Oh, God. That's a good one. I love that. My freedom of sight.
He said,
to not look at the gay.
The city then initially planned to remove it.
Oh, my God.
Although before it was moved, they covered it up with a blue tarp. City Administrator Shane Horn said that no one on the committee choosing sculptures saw the piece as sexual.
You know, could you imagine they're putting that tarp on there? Batting that down that motherfucker tight. I don't want to see none of that orgy.
But he said it is an issue if people feel they can't bring their children downtown because of the statue.
Oh, fuck off. Your kids are fine. God, your kids are fine. They have chlamydia. They've all been there, done that with the old orgy.
So reports of the uncertain fate of the sculpture did, however, spark an outpouring of positive responses, including a petition, a protest, and there was a family who recreated the sculpture to show that it doesn't have to be viewed as sexual.
The dog got in on it.
On Tuesday, however, the sculpture got moved to U Park, it's called, Still downtown, but not visible directly to passersby.
Oh, great. What a fucking relief. Jesus. How stupid.
They say we realize likely to be people on both sides of the issue who are not satisfied, but I believe the decision provides an appropriate resolution.
Let's just hide it down there, that shitty U part.
The artist said, I think they're hiding it, to be honest. He said, but the experience with Adrian isn't the first time people have thought his work is lewd. He said he will not change his art.
Of course not.
I make the work for me first because I want to see it exist, he said.
Yeah.
So, there you go. The ninnies in Michigan upset by what could be construed as the orgy sculpture.
Yeah, yeah.
So now they moved it to a park where all the pristine little snowflakes of Michigan won't see any dirty stuff going on. So embarrassing.
So stupid. Meanwhile, honestly, I wonder how many fucking kids have to clap up in Michigan.
I was going to say, wait for your chlamydia outbreak up there, assholes.
Texas.
Fucking morons.
Dipshits.
Someone else. Breaking news.
Oh, no.
Here, Ryan, on Crab Diving.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that. Why is it?
Someone has published a column on WND.
Oh, shit.
World Nut Job Daily.
This is his first time writing on the magazine. Oh, come on.
Column on WND says, don't trust what the federal government's saying about Jade Helm 15. This military exercise in Texas, don't trust them. It opens with, Benjamin Franklin said, distrust and caution are the parents of security. He also said, security without liberty is called prison. Both apply to what I want to share with you today in my culture warrior column.
I'm a culture warrior.
This is none other than the hero of America, Chuck Norris.
Fuck you. It's Chuck Norris.
Because who am I going to go to for foreign policy and for domestic issues?
Culture warrior.
But the former Walker, Texas Ranger.
I thought he was like a kung fu or karate warrior. I thought I thought he beat the shit out of people. I didn't know he knew about like paintings and stuff.
Oh, he said, I guess so. How dare you? Chuck Norris is a multifaceted genius.
Did he show up at the Muhammad drawing contest or whatever the fuck that was?
Yeah, he deflected the bullets that actually killed them.
Does his child have the clap?
Quote, the U.S. government says it's just a training exercise, but I'm not sure the term just has any reference to reality when the government uses it.
What in the fuck are you trying to say?
Whatever Jade Helm 15 actually is, I think it is more than coincidental that the FBI director just confessed in February that the presence of ISIS can be felt in all 50 states of the U.S.
Oh, shit. Wait.
And that thanks to you people screaming about it. And the Pentagon is suddenly running its biggest military training exercise with every branch of the military across seven southwestern states.
Well, isn't that special?
He praised Governor Abbott, who he said recently attended an event for my karate charity.
Yeah.
He said he laughed as some progressives in the mainstream media tried to mock Abbott's decision to monitor the exercise.
Oh,
so he's laughing at us for laughing at them.
It's not just a training exercise. I don't know about just. Okay.
If Washington wants to cool the embers of controversy, then it should quit stoking the fire. As with posting of a map of Jade 15 just exercise that label some areas of the country, including Texas, as hostile. What a moron!
Yeah.
If he knows so much about the military, he should know that when you have military fucking exercises, you asshole, there's good guys and bad guys. That's how you train and practice, you moron. Sometimes the people, our people play both sides.
Yes.
Does that mean that we should just they should just start shooting the people that they're wargaming with?
Yeah, yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
And his speech is weird. Like, his, what is this? Cooling, what did he say? Cooling the embers of controversy?
If Washington wants...
God.
Chuck
Norris. Is that a shitty metaphor? It's like,
if Washington wants to cool the embers of controversy, then it should quit stoking the fire. As if it was with the posting of a map of Jade Helm 15.
Oh, shit.
That's too... Last time we played clips of him, though, he was pretty out of there.
God, that is just batshit crazy talk. Cooling the embers of controversy.
He says, I have an idea. If the government insists on running expanded military ops across seven Southwest states, why doesn't it move all that military training south and protect our borders at the same time?
Oh, good point, dick face.
But he wants to make sure that everyone knows that they don't blame the troops themselves. Concerned Texans and Americans are in no way calling into question our brave and courageous men and women in uniform. They are merely following orders. What's under question are those who are willing to pull the strings at the top Jade Helm 15 back in Washington.
He's saying there's a puppet master.
He ends up saying, friends, when it comes to freedom, we must question, verify, and vet everyone and everything.
Question, verify, vet everything.
We must never check our brains or blindly trust, especially the government.
Blindly trust me.
Don't trust the government. Rather, we must fight until our dying breaths for liberty, especially when it appears those in power are trying to knock down Old Glory.
Damn it.
Who's trying to knock down Old Glory? They're trying to practice so that if somebody does try to fucking knock down Old Glory, they'll have an easier time of stopping it, you fucking moron.
Why don't they do these goddamn military exercises in Mexico?
God, how do they... anyway.
God, it's so dumb.
Now, if George Bush... We're president. God help us. Or a Republican were president and they were doing these exact same exercises. You know what they would? They would be, women would be flashing their titties and guys would be jerking off towards every soldier walking by. Because they would throw rose petals at them for saving the country. Look at our heroes are practicing here. They designated us as the enemy territory. How cool is that? Ha ha ha! Look at me. I'm Islamic. Shoot me. They would love it. Okay. But the fact that it's the brown guy in the White House.
Look off.
It's got to be the enemy
right.
coming for our kids.
How about this? How does this sound?
Yes.
President Ted Cruz.
Oh, mother of God.
Could you imagine?
I know what it'll sound like. It'll sound like me learning Spanish because I'll be heading south of the border to get the hell out of this town.
See,
because
now you sound just...
I am an atheist, though.
Oh, right.
This is not baseless craziness here.
Yes.
We're atheists, man. This guy thinks we should be jailed.
No, come on.
His father thinks we should be jailed.
No, I'm not. No.
There is an issue there. They ain't going to take too kindly to us if the Christo-fascists take over.
Come here, hippie!
So that's Chuck Norris ringing in.
Wow.
On the fact that we need to all keep an eye. Instead of saying, you guys are crazy, stop being assholes, Chuck Norris pours kerosene right on that asshole fire.
We all understand that he's an actor that played like... a bunch of bad.
No, how dare you?
I mean, it's...
How dare you? He saved America, really.
He's not really those characters.
He can't talk about what he really did.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, yeah, get chlamydia. You're right, George. No one
too
should.
Many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of today's show, Crab Diving Monday. Thanks for joining us here. We'll be back tomorrow to do the same dang thing for y'all. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Tide Coast live. You can listen to a rerun of this show and all the other shows that we do at 5 p.m. Pacific after we do them. And then it'll be available. It'll trickle down. But this trickle down really works.
Right.
It'll trickle down to you all on iTunes, Stitcher, but go to crabdiving.com to download us as a podcast. Listen to all the great stuff that's here on the network. 24/7 streaming for y'all, crabdiving.com/live. Buy shit at Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. iTunes, like us on iTunes, crabdiving.com/iTunes. Subscribe, love us.
Give us a review, right?
That's right. Good review. Ryan Pfeiffer will be out doing some comedian type stuff soon. Find out where and when. Follow his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
Everything's at crabdiving.com, everybody. Have a good day. And in Texas, watch your asses. Obama's coming for him.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.